New federal money is being invested in the LaRange area to create 50 new jobs. The Keewatin Community Development Association will use its $975,000 to increase production of non-timber products like fungi, plants, and teas. CEO Randy Johns says the investment will examine a potential new industry in the region.
Well, it makes a big difference to trying to start a new sector, a new industry, the non-timber forest product sector. So we're trying to grow our understanding of what products can be harvested and what products can be marketed from northern Saskatchewan.
John says the initiative is about diversifying the northern economy, which is largely dependent on the mining sector. A second person has been arrested in the death of a missing Edmonton woman. Police say 32-year-old Danita Thomas from North Battleford is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body, and theft of a motor vehicle. 27-year-old Shayla Orthner was also arrested this week and faces similar charges. Police say the two women are accused of killing Tiki Brooklyn Laverdier. Her remains were found last week in a rural area outside of North Battleford. Laverdier was missing for 2 months before her remains were found. Thomas was to make her first court appearance in North Battleford today. The 40th Annual Assembly of the Assembly of First Nations continues today in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Crown Indigenous Relations Minister was on hand yesterday to address the gathering. She says for too long, Indigenous issues did not get equal treatment at election time.
There was a, you know, if they don't vote, you don't need to bother putting their issues in a platform or to as part of a campaign. That's no longer the case. It was made very clear in the last election that Indigenous people voted.
Today, Indigenous veterans will be honored, including Philip Favela of Sweetgrass First Nation. Also receiving recognition is Autumn Pelche of the Wikwemekong First Nation, who's an advocate for clean water, and Denise Stonefish, the Deputy Grand Chief of the Association of Iroquois and Allied Indians. The federal government will spend more than $4.1 million over 2 years to preserve and promote Indigenous languages in Atlantic Canada. Indigenous Services Minister Seamus O'Regan says it's clear that efforts to preserve and promote the languages are needed. O'Regan's comments came after Anita Bear Nicholas, chair of Native Studies at St. Thomas University, said some languages are at risk of disappearing.
This is a very, very legitimate fear, and we got more work to do. I mean, I think that this is a significant step, but we understand the time is of the essence. And I take that challenge from her, that we have to work harder to make sure that young people learn their traditional languages. That is where it starts.
O'Regan made the announcement this morning at the University of New Brunswick in Fredericton. Officials from Oka and Conestogi will be meeting on Friday to discuss a proposed land deal causing tensions in the area. The federal government says the plan is to meet with both sides and let them spell out their expectations. The dispute began when a local developer announced that he intended to donate 60 hectares known as the Pines to the Conestogi Mohawk Council in the spirit of reconciliation. But the mayor of Oka said property values would decline if the community was encircled by the First Nation. And now the Grand Chief is demanding an apology. The deputy mayor of a remote northern Manitoba town says residents there are locking their doors earlier than usual. John McDonald says people in Gillam are also making sure their vehicles are locked, while the RCMP search for 19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Schmigelski. The teens are suspects in the deaths of three people in B.C., McDonald says if the two are there, they're in country known for its thick bush, swamps, and insects, and where it's easy to get lost.
If they are wandering around out there in the bush, they couldn't have picked a worse time. The sandflies came out here 3 days ago, and they're just voracious. I can't believe it. If they are wandering around out in the bush out there, I'm quite sure they'll be more than happy to have somebody find them.
Extra officers have been brought in for the search, which is focusing on about 70 kilometers northwest of the town near Fox Lake Cree Nation. Chief Walter Spence says extra patrols are being done. The Premier of the Northwest Territory says the recent warming trend has hurt the northern economy in ways few southern Canadians can appreciate. Bob McLeod says changing ice conditions have made it more difficult and costly to move goods around the territory.
We rely a lot on ice roads, and they are, lifespan is getting shorter and shorter, so we have to look at other ways to mitigate some of these issues.
But McLeod also sees some opportunity as the Arctic sea ice recedes, opening up shipping routes. Archaeologists say a small set of carvings found in eastern Newfoundland could be a first-of-its-kind discovery. Barry Galton of Memorial University is one of the researchers. He says the weathered petroglyphs show human figures and fertility symbols, characteristic of Algonquian-speaking people in eastern Canada and New England. Galton says the carvings could be the first indigenous carvings found in Newfoundland and may have been crafted sometime between the 1600s through the 1800s.